Be seated, please. The scene was already unfolding as I left Jenkins' funeral home a little while ago. I have no doubt that many, many stories were exchanged about Frank's life. And if a picture is worth a thousand words, those photos of him held a mind-boggling number of Frank Seidensticker stories. Having said that, I would like to share a couple of brief ones. Maybe you heard one of them there. Maybe both. One of them is from my direct experience. The other one came from Francis. My story took place in the early afternoon of our annual meeting, January 28th, the parish annual meeting. I went to see Frank at the care facility in Bertram. He seemed happy to see me and eagerly said yes when I asked if he'd like to receive Holy Communion. We did that together, with Frank saying the Lord's Prayer right along with me, no hesitation, no missteps. He thanked me, and we wished each other well, and that was the last time I was to see him. There was a spirit around that brief visit that left me feeling grateful for knowing Frank and for his devotion to the church. The other story, as I said, comes from Francis. I'll read it to you directly as it landed in my email. Upstairs at our house were two bedrooms, one very large, the other small. The small one did not have a door. We often traded who had which room up through college years. One time when I was home from college, I had the larger room. As we had no air conditioning, windows and doors were open to encourage the chance of a breeze. Lights off, moonlight casting shadows, and I hear Frank murmuring in the other bedroom. I tiptoe to the doorway of my bedroom and totally concentrate on what he's doing. Then I realize that he's praying for people he knew that were needing God's guidance or help or blessings. I quietly slipped back to my bed and gazed out at the beautiful star-filled sky, knowing my brother kept his prayers private, revealed only to God. What a touching episode in Frank's and, unbeknownst to Frank, Francis's life. It speaks volumes about his understanding of himself as a child of God. Now, I know that there are a number of stories you've told and will tell that don't exactly have this quality about them. We'll just leave it at that. But both of these fit squarely in the readings for today. And the operative role or term for Frank on this day is child of God. Frank doubtlessly believed that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, that his mercies never come to an end. God searched him, Frank, out and knows him, his journeys and resting places, and is acquainted with all his ways. And I believe that God's acquaintance with Frank has drawn Frank even closer to that divine presence. In our particular Christian way of understanding that, we can hear Jesus' words with confidence. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and anyone who comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up. And that, of course, includes Frank. and happily you and me, for that matter, as brothers and sisters, children of God, all of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.